Hi, I'm Samuel, and this is Duty. Have you signed up for the launch of There's an Alien in My Toilet on Kickstarter? I hope that you do. It's going to be a hilarious ride. The link is in the summary. See you there.
What's up, George? What's going on in the House of Craze tonight?
In the House of Craze, we have a repeat offender. We have Mr. Morgan Quaid coming back on the show. He's going to be talking about Shadow's Daughter, his new Kickstarter, and that's coming up next.
Let's get it!
We are the only show for independents all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your meds, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in. It's time to cast the Craze. If you are an independent,
cast the Craze.
Making moves on your own,
cast the Craze.
On your grind in the streets,
cast the Craze.
Join the movement,
cast the Craze.
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now. Yeah, you want to do it. Catch the Craze. Oh, Sookie.
Whoa, we gonna jump in.
I'm your host with the most sad, the Crazy Man Vera, and I am with
George the Dreamer Medina. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. We are live, and we are here with a friend of ours, friend of the show. He's been on the show before, Mr. Morgan Quaid. He's got a new Kickstarter. It's Shadow's Daughter, and we're going to be talking to him in a few minutes. But before we even continue, please make sure that you subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, comment. We're going to be going live for the next hour or so, so we're going to be having some fun talking about indies and all of that fun stuff. But what's going on with you, Sammy? What you got?
What I got, we've been busy. You know, I've been busy getting ready for, 15 days, the launch of There's an Alien in My Toilet. His name is Deudarius Uranius, and he's coming to take over Earth. That is just crazy. So I just want to say thank you to the 70 people out there that signed up to the launch page. You know, Duty needs 30 more, right? So it costs him 280 uranium chips to fly from Uranus to Earth. Right. So to justify that expense, he needs to make sure that every seat on that UFO is filled. So we need 30 more of you to get on board and fly with Duty to Earth. So that way he can start with his mass invasion. So you a dudester? Because if you are a dudester and you signed up, hit me up, DM me, tag me in a post. Say that I'm a dudester and I signed up because there's a special gift for all the dudesters out there.
I like it. You see, that's what I'm talking about, Sam. But here's my thing.
Yeah, baby. I like it like that.
Here's my thing. Go ahead. So you're asking 100 of us Earthlings to get on this ship with an alien who's coming to invade us on Earth. This is what you're asking.
Yes, because everybody's tired of this COVID nonsense. So you know what? Right now, go on to the other side and join those on Uranus because they don't have any of this nonsense, right?
So if you're a dude, you're on that plane, if you're on that aircraft, you're going to hook them up with some good stuff.
You're going to get some good stuff if you're a dude.
Maybe salvation. Maybe you hook them up with a little salvation. Right? Yes. There you go. That sounds good. Yeah, exciting, dude. February 15th, right? So that's when the campaign will launch. And it's going to be live here on YouTube, on Facebook. Are we still doing the whole streaming to Twitch?
And we're on Twitch right now and Facebook. We're not on Twitter. So when I was on Restream, we were able to stream on multiple platforms. Yes. StreamYard only allows you to do three with the standard account. Unless you get the pro account, then you could do more. But that was just too expensive. So
Right now, being
a propreneur, this just allowed me. You know, I got a nickel for this and a nickel for that.
Listen, it is what it is. But it's exciting. It's exciting stuff. We have some good stuff coming down the pike. February 15th is going to be big. Sam's got some giveaways. Some really, I'm privy to some of those behind the scene things that are going on with Duty. So you guys are going to love what's happening. It's going to be insane.
Crazy.
Yeah, man, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So please make sure that you continue to follow and the pre-launch page for There's an Alien in My Toilet. The information will be in the chat right now, and it'll also be in the show notes, obviously. So you guys can go ahead, click that button, do it, do what you got to do, and then join us live on the 15th.
What's up, Creators Outlet?
What up? What up? And then also the other thing that we have going on is sign-ups for the Adventures of Wonder Duck.
Yes.
Yes, the Adventures of Wonder Duck. That is going to be launched in May. So that's in the spring. That is going to be right after duty. We have, you know, Wonder Duck. And so right now, you know, sign-ups are also going on for that page. And, you know, I have a lot of support there already. Been up there for about a little under a month. And, you know, you guys have been, you know, going to the page. I have already sent out a few of the things that I wanted to send out because, you know, we're giving things away. Right, Sammy? You're jumping. I like you jump on board with the giveaways.
Well, you know, you were showing me up, man. You know, George likes to give away everything, including the kitchen sink.
It's good for the peoples, bro.
And making me look bad, you know, because I'm a brokerpreneur. I don't have deep pockets like George. So I had to come up with something.
Listen, it's not even that serious. I'm not even giving people too much. Like, listen, don't make it sound like, you know.
You're right. You're the candy man.
Guys.
Who can make sunrise.
If you've followed the pre-launch page on Kickstarter, the link is going to be in the chat and also on the show notes.
It's
if
on
you
check
that link, you go follow, you hit me up over here at the Adventures of Wonder Duck right here.
Yes.
Hit me up, say, hey, George, I'm following the page. You send me your email. I will send you a limited PDF of a print that will only go to those people who signed up for the page. So this is not going to be part of the campaign. It's just for you. It's just for the people who are there from the beginning. Now, if you do decide to pledge when the campaign goes live, then I will send you a printed 8x10 version of
that. See, that's what I'm saying. He's giving everything away. You're like Crazy Eddie.
Hey, you show me love, I show you love.
Oh, man, I'm going to show you something. Just show you love.
No. I fell for that before, Sam. I fell for that before, you dirty bastard. Anyway, yes. So that's what's going on. We got some really cool stuff. February 15th, first things first, February 15th, come on the show. Come, you know, check us out. If you don't already subscribe, make sure you subscribe. Subscribe. We're on the road to 1,000, which is another thing we're doing. On the road to 1,000 subscribers, and we're more than halfway there. So,
yeah, the past couple of weeks, it's been very, there's been an uptick in subscribers. We're up to 539 now. That's fantastic.
Amazing.
And if you don't know what you're listening to,
you are listening to Catch the Phrase.
I'm just saying. I like it.
Creators out of that, Will, right? That's Will. Will Pick. What's up, Will? Giveaways, you say?
Yes, giving it away. I got something working in the kitchen ever since George decided to give the Maserati away. I was like, you know what?
See?
I have a tricycle.
He's
got a Maserati. I got a tricycle. Either way, they both have wheels.
I got a little. Volkswagen. I got a little Volkswagen GTI. You know what I mean? Nice little.
Look at that.
Nice
now beauty. He's getting all technical and
nice
stuff.
Nice little cute Golf, you know,
I just said tricycle. He goes GTI.
No, you got a little mini. You got a little mini Cooper.
Tricycle XYP. How about
XYP?
All right.
Big shout out to Will Pace, who's in the chat right now. He's got a show entitled The Creators Outlet. Check that out. Sammy was on that show. There was an interview that he did with Will on that show. So please show him some love. Go to the Creators Outlet on YouTube and subscribe to that channel because he's got some really cool stuff also.
Absolutely.
And he's a great, great dude. So thank you so much for watching and checking us out.
Talking to Will is like talking to a buddy at a bar.
Yeah. Will's cool cat, man. Cool dude. So thank you for watching. And and Morgan, we got Morgan coming up. Now, Morgan, if you guys don't know, Morgan Quaid was on our show, episode 289. So go into the archives, type in, you know, Morgan Quaid. And he had a book called Enmity, which I still have a problem saying the name, but he had a show.
Did you say M&M's?
He had a book, and he was promoting it on that show. So check out that interview. That was really cool.
Is it Enmity or
Enmity? Enmity.
Hey, there you go. See, I'm good. I got that.
Enmity. So yeah. So he has that book. Yeah, he has that book. And Sam likes it too. You gotta give him treats. You gotta give him treats. You have a good boy.
Yo,
good boy.
Someone's gotta follow me and just cheer. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you need, cheerleaders. But he was on the show. So check that out. Check out that book. He's got a new book. Shadow's Daughter. It's on Kickstarter.
Yes.
It's a long campaign, 42 days to go. It'll be over on Wednesday, March 16th at 3:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's for those here in the States, that's East Coast time. Yep. So he's already funded. He's already funded, guys. So
he's on fire. Fuego. Right. So you want to head over there and back this campaign. So he was funded in 30 minutes.
That's right.
30 minutes. So let me see. 30 minutes. It takes me 30 minutes to make bacon, eggs, and toast and coffee. So in 30 minutes, at the time it took me to make breakfast. So that means if you went and you put on the website and you say, he's about to go live. You know what? I got a minute. Let me go over. 30 minutes later, it's like the Tyson fight, right? You walk away to go to the bathroom. Maybe the guy's knocked out. Everyone's cheering. What happened? You missed the fight. Damn it. Right. So now you gotta go in the back end, you know. I mean, you know, so I like to be the guy that's the first guy to hit that button. Yes, yeah, so he's killing it. We're gonna talk to him about Shadow's Daughter. I'm like, you know, why is your daughter in the shadow, buddy? You know, she should be in the sunlight. I'm just saying, we got a lot of questions, but you know, we're gonna be talking about that and a whole lot more.
He's got a really I'm looking down at his campaign. That stretch goal, the first stretch goal, Moises Vey variant cover. That variant cover looks dope.
If you scroll down to the covers bottom, are crazy.
Oh man, those things are insane, dude.
Yes.
And there's the one with the werewolf facing off with the main character there. That thing is freaking nice. It's a stretch goal. That I'm sure. I mean, I don't know at what point we'll ask him. Look at that. Oh man, that looks dope.
So hold it. So he has covers and a stretch goal cover.
He's got a stretch goal cover.
You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
That's how you do it. This is how you do it. You got to think outside the box. Yo, he's got that, and he's got the
stretch goal. Outside the box. How about that?
Stretch goal number two cover. Man, listen, this looks great. Yeah,
the artwork. Even this just is right up my alley. The amount of time that he took to put the page together.
Yeah,
is brilliant.
Bro, this is what happens, right? So we have guests on our show. And when we have guests on our shows that have Kickstarters, it's hard for me not to reach into my wallet and just pledge to these things. That's what is dangerous to have these shows. Look at this artwork, dude. Like,
yeah, it's great. The lighting is, I mean,
this is so
the camera angles, you know.
It's a wrap. Like, you see that little green button there, guys, that says back?
All I know project? Is that this is not a typical campaign. This must be like a super duper campaign, because I've been scrolling for a minute now. It's just a whole lot to take in. So what I say to you guys is, don't just run and pledge. Look at all the options. Look at all the perks. Take everything in and then process it and then make a decision. I think sometimes people want to go and they just want to support a campaign and then like, damn, I didn't even see that. Right. See, so here you go. You're in the museum, walk the museum, and then pick.
I gotta disagree. I think you just gotta hit that button. Sometimes, listen, when I'm in a store, right, and I'm walking around, and if I'm in that store too long, I have too much time to think and debate, and then I talk myself out of it. If you guys like this stuff. Dude, yeah, you can pledge and then go back and look to see what you're buying. This is like buying a bunch of stuff at the store, going home, and then opening up and seeing what you actually bought. So pledge. Yeah, just hit that green button right there. Bang.
I always wonder how long did it take to even put this together? Because there's a lot of content.
That's a lot of content.
Yes. Just like, yo, I thought that I put a lot of content in this. Mine pales in comparison. But you know what? The quality, I mean, even the choice of colors for the cover.
It's beautiful.
I love the black and it's like a sand in the dash of red that just pops. That's a real good combination. Gray and white, really dope. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Let's hide this page. And I think it's time to bring our boy in.
Let's bring Morgan in.
Before we bring in Mr. Quaid, if you want to promote your campaign and it's going to be out 3 months down the road and you just have a landing page, you know, you can sponsor an episode of Catch the Craze and get the word out.
Do you have a Kickstarter campaign and you're trying to figure out how to get the word out? look online and you see the competition is fierce. Comic-Cons are slowly coming back, but in the meantime, how do you spread the word? You worked for hours creating your campaign. You post on as many social media sites as possible, trying to get the word out to no avail. Well, look no further. Why not sponsor an episode of Cast the Craze Podcast, the fastest growing indie podcast in the market today? That 30-second promo can get you an extra 2 to 3 backers or more. Who knows? Let's go. Hit the link below and get one step closer to a successful campaign.
All right.
Hey.
There he is.
What's up?
There he is.
Hey, guy, guys.
Band members of the Monkees.
Yeah, I grew hair for you guys.
There you go. Yeah, it's been a while. We barely recognize you, Morgan. Look at you.
This is my COVID cut because,
I got you.
I've been able to get everything.
$3 cut.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Catch the Craze. We are here with Morgan the Quaid. I like that. And we're going to be talking to him about Shadow's Daughter. We gave you guys a little preview of the campaign and what's on Kickstarter. But let's talk to Morgan. Let's get to know Morgan a little bit in case you guys haven't already watched the episode where he was telling us all about himself. So, Morgan, really quickly, for those who maybe missed that episode, tell us who you are.
I am a writer and a creator of comics, novels, short stories, anything really. And music as well. I do quite a bit of music, a little bit of the hip hop production, film and TV music for that sort of stuff. And my wonderful accent is Australian. So,
nice.
Yeah, apologies for that one. But yeah, so I'm an Aussie writer.
Nice. How many guitars do you have in your collection?
I stopped counting a while ago. It's more than 20. It's less than 50. But I'm not really sure. But I'm not allowed to get any more. That's the deal.
Is that a banjo in the back?
There's a banjo. There's a banjolele. There's a guitarlele. There's a guitar. There's nice. A Ronroco. There's all sorts of stuff. Anything with a weird name, I'll just buy it.
I haven't even heard of a guitarlele.
So you have maybe over 20, under 50 guitars, but you play the piano, right? Is that how this works?
Well, I mean, there's a piano over there. I'm not as good with that. Anything with a string, I'll give it a go. There's a drum kit over there as well. But that's all messy, so I keep all that there.
But
mainly guitars. Anything with a string, I'll give it a go.
What was your first love? Was it writing or was it music?
Oh, that's a tricky one. So I started learning classical guitar when I was, I think, 7 or 8. So you're this little kid and you have a guitar which is up here, and you can barely get your arm around it. Mm-hmm. I never really practiced, didn't really. So I don't know if I loved it back then, but I can remember probably writing, I would say. I can remember as soon as I could start writing weird stories. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Yeah.
What was the influence behind, like, what drove you to write? Was it cartoons? Was it comics? Was it just, your family used to tell stories? Like, what kind of got you into writing? What was it?
I think, well, hang on. I'm just going to, sorry.
Your head's itchy.
Sorry, that's felt so bad. I've always loved fantasy, sci-fi, all of that sort of stuff. So I love escapism and, movies, film. Anyone that's read any of my novels would sort of see I write more like I'm writing a movie than a novel. I actually struggle with the whole novel formula. I'm not quite sure I understand it. So I just write what I know, which is movies. So I've always loved that sort of stuff. And anything that's in a different world or is a bit strange, that sort of stuff I'm really, really, really attracted to. That started when I was young. I also found out, I only found this out recently. I found out two things about myself. And this is, I'm getting on a bit. I won't say it's similar to the guitars. I'm older than 20. I'm younger than 50. We'll leave it at that. But I just found out recently two things. So one, I'm allergic to celery.
Oh,
didn't even know it was a thing. But I also didn't know until a couple of months ago that no one else gets a tingle in their tongue when they eat celery. I thought that was everyone. I thought everyone gets a fuzzy tongue.
That's pretty. That's kind of deadly, though. That thing can kill you. You got to be careful.
Well, I looked it up, and that one, I've got a mild version of that, so it's fine. Okay, it just gives me a tingly tongue, but that was weird. The other one I found out was that I have aphantasia, which basically means I have no visual memory. So I can't, you know how you say, close your eyes and imagine a garden or something. Mm-hmm. I close my eyes and I just see darkness. That's it. I don't. I thought for years, everyone was like that. I thought, oh yeah, when they say imagine something, they're being metaphorical. It's not really. No, I'm like one of this small percentage of people that just cannot picture anything.
Wow. How did you find this out? Like what brought about this like discovery?
It was a comedian. I'm going to miss his name. He's from the UK. Richard Herring from the UK. Anyway, he does a podcast and he does a bunch of other stuff. And on there, he was saying how he's talking to a friend and a friend's saying, imagine this. And he's saying, I can't imagine anything. And I thought, God, that's me. That's me. That's what goes on in there. So then I did a bit of research, found out, and only recently they've termed it aphantasia. So they've given it a title.
No kidding.
But I think maybe that's part of the reason why I love film and sci-fi and those sorts of worlds so much, because it helps me imagine something because I can't do it by myself. Wow. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. That's but I also just like that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Weird. Holy cow. Yeah, that is kind of weird. So when you say that you write more like movies, like, are you writing more dialogue rather than kind of, you know, exposition where you're describing everything that's happening on the page? Or what do you mean by you, it's more movies?
So a couple of things. So I write first person present, which is so really close to the main character. It can be a tricky one to write because it tends to be a lot of, oh, I'm doing this and now I'm doing that. And that can get very boring if it's just the main character saying, oh, I just got hit in the face with a wet salmon. Oh, I've just gone here. Oh, I fell down a hole. You know, it's not, you know, so I write in that perspective, but also have a very expansive worldview typically. So it's set in a really big fantasy or horror kind of world, but the action is very quick and it's fast moving. I get really bored as a writer as well. So I started writing fantasy epics and you get to 300,000 words and you think, I can't edit that. I can't do that. That's too big. So then I started moving to a new format, nice and short and punchy. Within the first chapter, I want to grab the reader, but that's partly because if I'm not grabbed, like, you know, I don't expect anyone else to be. So they tend to be that sort of thing, big action up front and then a bit of a, you know, developing plot, lots of character interactions, lots of problems. It's essentially here's the main character and their, you know, friends and colleagues and all that. How bad can I make their life in the space of a novel? Mm-hmm. And then how do they kind of get out of it, but not really? So there's more to come. It's that sort of thing. But yeah, it's more cinematic in that sense, I suppose.
Nice. Okay. I got you.
And have you used that same formula when you're writing your books, your comic books?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a weird thing to say given what I said earlier about my lack of imagination, but I think of it in terms of scenes and the dialogue that's happening and action, and it always goes back to film rather than something I've read necessarily. I mean, there are some books that just stick with me a lot of those things come through. But particularly film, again, it's so weird to describe because I can remember certain scenes, but I can't remember them visually. It's really weird. I can't explain it. I can remember them. I just can't see them. But that's what usually comes out when I'm writing. I want to present certain scenes of a thing happening in a certain way, and that's where the camera angles come in. But bottom line is I rely on artists a lot for that as well, because they're the ones that know what to do. I'll just say, do it again, but make it gooder. And have it slightly different. And then another conversation, but maybe, I don't know, from the floor or something. And they're used to it now, the artists I work with. So they'll just they'll go.
So are your panel or your page panel descriptions are loose, or are you very descriptive? You know what? I want the camera angle from this point of view, looking at, you know, with these two having a conversation over a coffee table, something like that. Or is it more loose where you're saying page description, XYZ, this happens, go with it?
Super loose. Super loose. There's a few different ones. So for some artists, I'll just have a script and it'll have, you know, panel one character does this, here's the dialogue, panel two, blah, blah, and that's it. And I won't put angles or anything like that. I'll just leave that up to the artist and then we can go back and forward. Except when there's a full page spread. Usually with a full page spread, there's something I'm wanting out of it and a specific angle or something. So I'll be more specific with a full page. With the I've started doing storyboards though with some of the Shadow's Daughter comics, because the artists working on, particularly the black and white stuff, they want to roughly see where I think the characters are going to be, which is good. I mean, my stick figures are not good, but you know, at least they can see what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's very rough, and I get taken out of things a little bit more when that happens. I'd prefer to let the artist do it, and then I get surprised when the artwork comes in, and then we can work from there, because it doesn't ruin it for me, but it's a lot more work to try and figure out who's where. Yeah. And again, I tend to get bored. I want the thing to happen. I want the explosion and the, like, the knife coming through and the blood and they're like, oh, we're all gonna die, and then, no, we're not gonna die because of a thing, and you know, so I do tend to, yeah, get a little bit bored.
I love it.
Just want to acknowledge we have job for Cody in the house. Welcome, Cody.
Cody, what's going on, man? Great dude. How you doing, Cody? So Morgan, so let's go back a little bit. You were here before, like I mentioned, and you had a book called Enmity, right? Tell us a little bit about what that's about and where the project is right now before we jump into your next project, which is Shadow's Daughter. So tell us a little bit about what's going on with that project.
Cool, yeah. So Enmity was a story about the devil Lucifer, doesn't want to do his job anymore, goes on a bender, and someone gets pregnant as a result of it, and this girl is born, Daisy. So she's born into kind of a post-apocalyptic world, and the whole point is about her trying to find her father, who she doesn't know yet is Lucifer. So the first issue is out, that's done. The second issue is partway done in terms of artwork behind the scenes, so I've been working on that. I also have a side issue, which is a story called Crow, which is about, because crows feature quite a bit through the main story, but just as an aside. But I decided to make a character out of that, like a supernatural type character, because there's angels and demons and those sorts of things going on. So that's actually going to be in a Kickstarter with an anthology for Comics Presents in another couple of months, I think. So that's like an 12-page little short. Mm-hmm. And there'll be three of those that I'll then add into a collected volume. So that story's kind of still going. Right. And then the plan is after this campaign, the next campaign will be Enmity Volume 2, which will have the two and the extra spin-off as well and a few extra things. Yeah, I don't know. I might even do a whole new comic with it as well, another side story, because it's so much fun.
I love it. So, yeah, you know, I do like that premise. That's a really, really cool premise, man. I like it a lot. And so now here we are, right? We got Shadow's Daughter, and it's cool because it's a fantasy thriller manga comic. It's six issues. So is this campaign for all six issues of that book?
Yeah. So nice. Anyone that I did a previous campaign a few years ago. So anyone that backed the previous campaign, they can just get an upgrade pack, which gives them everything except the one that they already got last time, mm-hmm. Slightly discounted. But for anyone else, yeah, it's the whole lot, all six issues, ready to go. Five of them have not been seen before. So five of them are new. The other one, the initial one I launched a few years ago.
Gotcha.
Because I thought, you know, with COVID and everything and all the delays and, you know, it's taken a while to get to this point where I could actually run another campaign. So I thought, let's just throw it all out there, get it all in one hit. And then because I also think as a backer, If I get six issues, that's a big, you know, and they're also, they're 40 pages plus, so they're not small issues. It's like 340 odd pages as it stands at the moment. So yeah, I wanted to make it really meaty so that, you know, or tofu-y if you're not inclined to eat the meat, whatever's your poison.
That's right.
But really, really chunky for the backers, yeah. And it's been so much fun putting this stuff together because I've never done a series before where I've got to do previous episodes from the main character's life that sort of lead up to where they are. And the beauty with this is I can do anything. There's not really, nothing else has really been written. So I could just do whatever I wanted. So I kind of did.
That's awesome. Is this like an ongoing series or are you stopping at six issues and that's it, you're done?
No, it's definitely ongoing. As part of this actual campaign, one of the, this is part of the reason why I got funded so quickly, was one of the rewards is you could effectively co-write an 8-page issue with me.
Oh, cool.
So work with me, co-write the issue, work with the artist, all that sort of thing. So there's two people have already picked that up. So there's definitely two more issues coming. I don't want to say too much, but if you back the campaign, you'll hear more as things go on. There's already more than what's in this campaign in the pipeline. And there's a novel which will probably come out a little bit later in the year. I can't release that now because it will spoil some of what's going on in here. So that'll be later. It'll be ongoing. I'm not sure when it will stop. But yeah, definitely for the next couple of years, it'll keep going. And I also have the two color issues that are in there follow the main story. And then the four black and white issues are kind of side issues about, you know, episodes from the main character's earlier life. Yeah. So I have to keep going for at least two more because I have to finish that story arc, the main story arc in the color. So, yeah, it'll definitely be going until that's finished.
That's cool, man. Yeah, we were scrolling through it earlier while you saw us, and it's just there's so much stuff in here, so much content.
Yeah. Let me play the trailer.
Cool.
And I just want to acknowledge that Johnny Syfax in the house. What's up, Johnny?
Ready.
All right, let's play the trailer. Let's see. Oh, is that your original score?
Yeah. I put that together. It was a while ago now. I've been working on this for a while, as you can tell. So that was a while ago.
That was nice, man. I like that.
Nice. Yeah, so tell us about, let's walk us through Shadow's Daughter.
Shadow's Daughter. Okay, so the backstory is it's set in a world kind of like ours, similar sort of time frame, but a sort of parallel universe, if you like. A red moon rises, the demon moon, and it stays up for a period of a few days. And this is, you know, before this story happens. And as a result, there are earthquakes. The world kind of, the way it's described in the comic is the world tries to eat itself. So everything is kind of going wrong and there's tsunamis and all sorts of stuff. And a whole bunch of people, probably, one in every 1,000 starts to develop traits, so latent sort of traits. So vampires, werewolf sort of characters, hellions, and these people called mancers, which is kind of magic, sorcery, that sort of thing, they start to develop. And they're kind of known as the remade, or because they get remade as part of this process that happens. So the moon disappears, but the world is left, you know, shattered by what's happened. And then when this story takes place, the main character, Summer Rain, is a bounty hunter who works for the Bureau to basically hunt down parole violators and those sorts of things. But she focuses on these remade individuals. So, again, werewolves, mancers, all of that sort of stuff. So a lot of magic, a lot of the traditional characters that you see, like vampires and werewolves and those sort of things, but they've got a slightly different twist. In this world, for instance, vampires don't have the shiny skin and they tend to be more feral, and they may not survive their first year after they've turned and those sorts of things. So the world is, I suppose, kind of split between mundane people who are just normal and then the remade. And as this story starts, the initial story arc, a demon moon has risen. And so Summer is out to try and make some money, basically, you know, bring in some criminals, make some money. But she gets interrupted by her handler from the bureau, who says, "You're not doing any of that. I need you to track someone down urgently. My bosses are worried, which means I'm worried, which means you've got to do this and you don't have a choice. All we have, we don't have a name. We don't have a description. All we have is a blurry Polaroid of a tattoo." Which is a snake eating its own tail and a kind of ink bottle with thorns around it. You have to find this guy and you have to bring him in. And then she says, of course, well, what has he done? And Trent says, well, he hasn't done anything yet. So her response is, okay, so you want me to find someone who doesn't exist and bring them in for something that they haven't done? Yes, please. Okay. And then that's where it sort of starts from there and starts spiraling. Oh, and a big thing with her, I forgot to mention. So her gift is she's a shadowmancer. So she can manipulate shadow as a physical kind of force. She can use it as weaponry, shields. She can do really anything with it. Mm-hmm. And she's incredibly rare. They're about one in a billion, the number of shadowmancers that are known to exist. The only one in popular culture in this series that's well known is a serial killer that lived, you know, 20 years ago. So she has a reputation. When people see that she's a shadow mancer, they tend to sort of back off because everyone remembers this ghastly kind of character.
So it says Shadow's daughter. So who's her pops?
Well, see, I can't tell you that because
I'm like, wait, she's one in a billion. That how old is and where did she come from? You know what I'm saying? My mind just goes crazy.
So your mind is already in the right place. That's exactly right. Yeah, it's not as clear cut as well. And the key is, of course, she was an orphan. Suspicious?
Yeah, I very think suspicious. So. Very suspicious. Yeah.
That's great, dude. That's great. So I'm like, all right, kid at a candy store. Tell us about some of those rewards. And if you want it, and the first one I'm gonna ask is, if you wanted all six issues, which reward gets you all six issues?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Okay, so there's two to choose from. I've got some early bird specials. Sounds weird, but anyway, early bird specials available now. I do have a couple of those in there, which means you get an extra PDF comic from another creator that you get for free. Yeah. So either the digital premium or the print premium will get you all six issues in either digital form or print form, depending on, you know, what you fancy. And there is an early bird version of both of those where you get that extra PDF.
Gotcha.
So nice and easy. And pretty much what you see is what you get there, as well as digital versions. You also get an album, like a theme soundtrack to the series, and behind the scenes PDF of some of the process of how it was put together and some of the lore behind the world and all that sort of stuff as well.
Nice. Yeah, because I'd love to check out all of those issues, man. That's a lot of art.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It is, yeah. And they're all distinct stories that are slightly different and introduce slightly different villains and, you know, yeah, and heroic characters as well. Yeah, so.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about the team. Tell us a little bit about your artist and how you guys met and how you got hooked up with this incredible artist.
Yeah, so there's about 10 artists to do with the whole project that have been on at different times. So initially I worked with a studio called Rain Art Studios in the US, and they helped me with the initial color issue. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to another artist to help with the second version of that. Then the black and white ones are slightly different. So Virand is the name of the artist that helped me with the second one. The black and white ones, there are two artists that I'm working with. So Mads Room is one, Addy is the other one. Addy Kenner. You'll see on the thing. Yeah. So they're the black and white guys, and I've gone to them because they do traditional manga, and we've kind of gone with it. It's not traditional manga, but it's manga-esque this. Mm-hmm. And they've obviously done the black and white. So they're the main artists that went through. I also had a colorist that I worked with on the first and second issues. And then there's the covers. So there's Moses May, who does that awesome cover with the close-up sort of.
That is great. I love that. Yeah.
He's great. He's working on one of my other projects at the moment, but he's amazing. Daniel Reed is the artist who did the next stretch goal variant, which is this amazing cover with one of the characters called Telos, who's guy, the guy with the four arms. It's a creepy version of him. Willie Roberts is another artist friend of mine. We work on a lot of stuff together. He's done one of the covers as well. So it's a bunch of people I've worked with for a little while, and a good team. And some of them aren't on the project anymore. They've moved on to other things. But, it's a good team.
Yeah, no, it looks great, man.
Yeah, the quality, the production value. Right? Now, did you put the page together, or was it somebody else?
So I do the lettering and the sort of final everything. You mean this page on the Kickstarter?
Yeah, your campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. that was me. I did all of that and did the videos and all that sort of stuff. I did have help. Shout out to Inked Marketing. They're helping support the campaign, and they help me sort of run through, sense check everything, make sure I'm not making a really stupid error somewhere that I've missed, you know, like get everything for $2 or something like that. So they've been really great to help promote and just sense check everything, make sure I'm doing things the right way. And you're coming up to one of the drawn in bonuses in this are pretty cool as well. Right. You can get drawn in as a background character in an arena in one of the, you know, sort of things. So that's just a general kind of get your face drawn in. One of them, though, is you get drawn in as one of the monsters that appears. So there's three heads that appear in this kind of slimy tentacle monster. Mm-hmm. And you can appear as one of those heads. And then there's another one that's like a speaking role as well, which is pretty cool. Oh, yeah. So this is the background one, the one down the bottom there.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Sweet. And then you have the store specials. So if you is this for within just say, for example, you know, Europe and Australia, or is this going to go out into the States as well? Like here in the States, can stores here grab the book?
Yeah. So I have a US printer and an Australian printer. Okay. So it's pretty much designed around, a lot easier if you're in the States or if you're in Australia. To get that, so that's for either. It, I mean, we can still do Europe and other places around the world. It's just that the postage is a little bit trickier in those areas. But yeah, US based printer to keep the costs of printing and postage down as much as possible. Sense. Yeah.
Nice.
I love that. Yeah, this looks good, man. Holy cow. I love that it's your face right now that's being put into this. Yeah.
So people can imagine what it's going to be like.
That is great. Drawn in. Okay, speaking role. Also, you actually get a speaking role in the comic also.
Yeah. Oh, man. So for those that want it, go for it.
Yeah. You could put George in and have him try to pronounce enmity.
Amenity. I just keep pronouncing it wrong the whole time. Oh, that looks good, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, AJ, there's a lot of work that was put into this page, man. You did an amazing job.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah, it was a lot of work. but great fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's that down the bottom there? Amenity, you say?
Ah, look at that.
Yeah.
I don't say. I refuse to say anymore. No, this is awesome, dude. So now we're coming up to the stretch goals. So I love that cover, dude. Like that cover is so fun. It's great.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. I get him to do covers on some of my novels as well, just because he's just so good. Yeah, so that one's unlocked now. That was unlocked within 30 minutes. It was a bit quicker than I expected, so I had to quickly go and get new artwork to put on there because it was suddenly unlocked. And then the next one is at 50 backers. That's the Daniel Reed cover. That's the real sort of creepy, menacing one. And then it just – so there's a, after that, there's already another free PDF Shadow's Daughter spin-off. Mm-hmm. That will get added to the campaign, so everyone will get that if we get to 70. Well, when we get to 70 backers,
that's right.
And that's a comic called Infestation. So you can guess it's about an infestation. I'm also getting a friend of mine to do some art. So Spedzy, who does he's an Aussie artist, and he does what this reminded me. By the way, I am a doodster. I'm a dudester. I've notified. So I'm on board.
All right, look at that.
Salvation. So Spedzy has a similar idea. He's got a series called The Devil's Toilet. Reminded me a lot of your sort of stuff. It's very funny and all that. He's drawing an image of we're calling her Summer Quaid. So it's my face on Summer's body. You know, with shadow around and all that. So if we get to that, that's going to be included in one of the issues as well, which is pretty going to be pretty fun.
Nice. That's awesome. Nice. Psycho janitor.
Yeah, that's where his stuff is. It's really, really cool. And then next, the possibilities are endless. Mm. We'll just have to get there as quick as we can, and then we'll see what other treasures we can unveil.
I love it.
Fantastic.
That first stretch goal that was already unlocked, Morgan. So now that cover replaces the cover that's already on the book. Is that how that works?
Yeah. So it replaces the cover on either the first issue or second issue. So mm-hmm. I'll send out a survey once everything's done, and people get the option. And then the cover on front goes on the back of that issue. So they still get both covers, but they get the new one on front. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Nice. Nice, fantastic. So, Mr. Morgan, you have a captivated audience.
Yeah.
Right. Let's get rid of this screen right here. Remove. Bang. Right. Give us your elevator pitch. Why Shadow's Daughter?
Because your life won't be the same without it. You need it. You need it. Six issues, 240 odd pages, more magic than you can throw a fish at. If you want excitement, if you want intrigue, if you want artwork, and I include the writing as well, artwork and writing together, if you like weirdness, if you like engaging characters and dialogue and all of that sort of stuff, and if you like fun, you need Shadow's Daughter.
Outstanding. So, quick question.
Yeah.
You used a lot of fish salmon analogy. That's something you guys do out there. You just chuck fish at each other.
I don't know why, but the idea of it's almost like a Monty Python thing. The idea of hitting someone in the face with a fish is hugely amusing to me. And I don't have it in any of my comics yet, but I think I really need to add it now.
Yes. Yeah. Smack them with a fish. Just,
That's just amazing. And the smaller the fish, the better, because it's just more insulting, you know, like a little. You know.
Makes so much sense, Morgan. Oh, dude.
I almost made him spit his drink all over the place.
That's great. But Morgan, this has been amazing, man. Thank you so much for coming on once again and having some fun with us. Guys, the project is live right now on Kickstarter. It'll be on there till March 16th at 3:47 p.m.
You have another backer. Yeah, 39. That was me,
Morgan. I got to be honest. This is the problem. When guests come on our show and I like their stuff, I just can't help myself. I hit the green button. So follow my lead, guys. Hit that green button. This book looks great.
Yes.
Please support all indies. And this is an amazing indie here doing amazing things. Smack him with a fish, Morgan. Thank you so much.
Smack him with a fish, Morgan. Oh, that's his new name. We're going to have Smack him with a fish, Morgan, coming up next.
Oh, man, dude. Thank you so much, Morgan. Thanks, guys. Anytime, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Been a pleasure. Cheers.
Yes. Take care, bud.
Oh, yeah, so that was Morgan Quaid, and this was another great episode of Catch the Craze podcast. Yes. But we don't want to leave the show without paying our respects. You know, we lost a very special person to the indie comic community today. I got the news on social media, and Meredith Lundgren of Raging Cajun. The Laverne of Laverne and Shirley, you know, the girls were like the dynamic duo, and unfortunately she lost her battle. And you know, she will be missed. And, just, you know, it's sad. She was such a good positive energy in the independent circuit. I loved talking to her, watching her. We had so much fun with the Halloween special when she dressed up as Kiss.
I mean, if there was somebody who was an advocate for indies and for everybody just coming together and supporting each other, it was definitely Meredith. And, you know, we lost a special, special, talented, funny, beautiful person today. And I'm saddened by it, man, that there's no replacing her. And my heart goes out to her family, to Nita Lang, her partner on the show. And, you know, we just want to say our condolences, and Meredith, you'll be raging forever, girl, forever. We love you and we're going to miss you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I'm sure Nita's, they loved each other. They adored each other. If you ever need to talk, you know, we're here. You know, so they're going to be on hiatus for a minute, and, you know, it's truly understandable, and my heart goes out and my prayers go out to her family. And, yeah, you definitely will be missed. And so we didn't want to end the show without paying our respects. And we will be talking about it on our live show Wednesday with the crew. So definitely join that. We will play a clip from the Halloween special that we did with her. It was so much fun. So thank you guys again for supporting Raging. Thank you guys for supporting us. You know, thank you for supporting Morgan Quaid on his campaign, all the independents out there. You know, time isn't promised. You know, make every day count. You know, tomorrow's not promised. Make every day count and follow your dreams and go for it 100%. And, you know, that's all I have to say. With that said, I am Sam, the Crazy Man Vera.
George the Dreamer Medina.
And we are out.
It's just easy. It's not.
Crazy. Acquiesce.
No, I was talking about my friend Acquiesce. I met him.
Say my name. Say my name.
This is what you were thinking?
You describe me? He said, I'm the idiot.
What? You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze. Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.
Candy girl.